Have you ever had someone lie to you? It doesn't feel really good, does it? It kind of makes us mad. We kind of think, like, you shouldn't have lied to me. At least for me. I don't know about everyone, but for me, I cannot handle when someone lies to me. I hate that. But what happens when we lie to ourselves? What happens when the stories that we have running in our head are not true? Do we stop it? Do we get mad? Do we get even? Like, what do, right? When it's actually our own brain. Hey, friend, we are going to dig into that on this podcast today. Just exactly how to fight back against the lies in our own head. Grab a pen and paper. Let's dig in. Do you wish you were able to show up more calm and present for your friends and family? What would it be like if you were more balanced and positive? What if you could stop telling yourself that you never have enough time or money? How could your life change? Welcome to Ditching Depression for Busy Moms, the inspiring mental health podcast. My name is Melanie Borbo. I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm a daughter of the king, and I'm a certified health coach with years of experience helping people overcome depression and anxiety with holistic health solutions and life enhancements. If this episode blesses you, please share it with others who may need the help. And also, leave me a review, as it warms my heart tremendously to know that I've actually helped you in some way. So may the great God Almighty bless you and keep you, my friend. Before we get into the meat of our episode today, I wanted to share, I just jumped off a coaching call with one of my clients, and it just warms my heart to see the transformation that's happening in these women's lives. So this lady tells me that I always start my coaching call with, you know, either what went well or what was hard for you this week. And she said the week went really, really well, and that she, you know, she was doing a lot of the things that we talked about. She's implemented meal planning into her week, and she's also got a planner for her and the kids through the day as to what she's going to do. And she said she just loves both of them. They just give her so much freedom, even though you would think that plans don't necessarily give freedom, but she was really happy that her week has gone as well as it has, and even had some teaching moments with her kids. And so she said, even though her kids, her one son is not listening on our coaching calls, he is benefiting from her growth. And that is the truth. When we change the world around us. And so that is what this episode is actually going to be a lot about. But if you feel that you are just tired of the struggle, you're tired of trying to fight this journey of mental health issues or depression or anxiety on your own, and you want someone to kind of guide you, give you some tools, and then hold you accountable, I absolutely got you covered. Usually what I do is I book a free 15 to 20 minute call where we go over some of your goals, a little bit about what I do, and some of my favorite resources. You don't have to get anything, but if you see something you like, I can definitely help you take the next steps. So if that sounds like something you would like to do, then just go ahead and click the link in the description to get to my calendar, and you can book that free call immediately. All right, let's jump in. Okay, we are going to talk about the lies that we tell ourselves, the thoughts that run in our head every second of every day, all day long. Because this is really important to understand that the power of our thoughts, right? Sometimes we just think that if we're thinking it, it's true, or if we're thinking it, then we should be thinking it. But that's actually not true. In fact, I remember one time, and I may have shared this already on a podcast, but it was one of those life-defining moments for me where if I would have continued down the thought process that I was in, I would have like brought that into my life. I would have actually, you know, it would have been a self-fulfilling prophecy. So when I was young, my mom was out late one night, and I was really stressing over her not being home. And then I started to go into this story of like, what if something happens to her? What if she dies? What will I do with my siblings? How will I live? How will we survive? And in the midst of that absolute anxiety driven thought process, like it was just taking me into a dark, dark place really quickly. In the midst of that, I heard very clearly, do you want this to happen? If not, then you better stop this right now. And at the time, I didn't know Jesus and I didn't know anything about the Holy Spirit, right? I didn't know about my guardian angel. I didn't know any of that stuff. But I do now. And I know that that was a very clear warning that I needed to stop those thoughts. I needed to get control of myself, get control of my thinking so that that situation could be changed. And that stuck with me for years and years. Well, my whole life, that has stuck with me. Because, I mean, I was probably in my teens then, and I'm definitely not in my teens now. But you know what I mean? That was one of those moments that it just rocked me because I realized the power of our thoughts. Our thoughts are really, really powerful. We are created in the image of God. That means our thoughts are truly, truly powerful. And I don't mean this in a woo-woo way, and we're not going to talk about that in a woo-woo way, but I'm just talking about that. When we think things, then we speak things. And when we speak things, our actions tend to follow. So we want to be very careful about the thoughts that are running around in our head. So a cognition is just a thought or a perception, right? So our cognitions are the way that we are thinking about things at that moment, including like this exact moment. What are we thinking about, right? And did you know that emotional intelligence contributes more to success than actually IQ does? So EQ is more important than IQ. And since EQ, emotional intelligence, can be learned, anyone can do it, right? We're not limited. It can be improved and anyone can do it. So that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about something called cognitive behavioral therapy. And I don't know who the person was that actually coined that name. Maybe should have had that looked up for you. But in any case, there are great books on this subject, but I'm going to touch on this because I believe that when we take control of our thoughts, we can actually change the course of our life in a lot of instances. So CBT or cognitive behavioral therapy treats things like depression, phobias, obsessive compulsive disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, panic, anxiety, anorexia, bulimia, addictions such as alcoholism. So the benefits to using cognitive behavioral therapy are huge. So what is it? Pardon me. Cognitive behavioral therapy is actually different. And I mean, okay, I'm going to give you the Cliff Notes version. This is just a short overview. There's so much to this, but hopefully this gets you thinking about looking into this stuff. So basically, we can have crooked thinking, meaning it is not getting us where we should be and where we want to be. But we don't know that because it's the way we've either always thought or it's the way someone told us to think or whatever. So we are going to dig into, there's 10 different types of crooked thinking. Now, one of them, the first one, is all or nothing thinking. So this is like when something happens, or let's say, you know, we dropped a jug of milk on the floor. And all of a sudden then we say, my floor is completely ruined. It's wrecked. We got to get new flooring in here. Okay, is that true? Probably not. In most cases, when we spill something on the floor, our flooring is usually not wrecked unless we don't clean it up for weeks and weeks and weeks, right? So that is usually not true, that all or nothing. And the results of all or nothing thinking are low self-worth, procrastination, it interferes with our goals, it inflates a problem, causes frustration, causes pessimism, causes discouragement, and ultimately can cause suicidal thoughts. All of these are not good, and all of these are not going to help our mental health, right? So that's the first one, all or nothing. So thinking that things are either this way or they can't be at all. That's it. There's nothing in between. That is not true, nor is it beneficial. The second one is overgeneralization. So this is like unintentionally exaggerating, right? So if you say to someone, you are always late. Okay, I want you to stop and I want you to think about that. Is that actually true? Are they always late? Now, anytime we use the words always or never, we need to be aware of overgeneralization. We have to pay attention to, like, because it's very rare that something always or never happens. That's actually very rare, really, truly. So that's the second one, overgeneralization. So watch the words always and never. The third one is a mental filter. So this is like having blinders on, right? You can only see a certain thing. So some people just will tell you all the bad things that are in their life, all the horrible things that are happening. And there was a story that I heard about this man, and he was talking to, I guess, a counselor or something. And he said, oh, my wife is always nagging me. My kids are just irritating. They're so misbehaved. My job sucks. I don't have any money, enough money. Our house is old, like blah, 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 blah. All of these things, like all of these things were bad. But then the counselor said, okay, so what's actually good in your life? What, you know, like if all these things are bad, well, then you might as well just like check out now. Like, what's the point, right? And this man said, no. Like, I mean, really, I do have close friends, and I do enjoy going to my church, and, you know, my wife is very attractive, and I actually can walk, and I can feed myself, and I guess I probably, you know, I have the potential to do things. So this counselor, you know, got this man to move from that place of thinking that his life sucks and that it was terrible to a place of being kind of more filled with gratitude, right? There's a little bit more thankfulness there. So that's a third one. And we're going to come back to that. Just keep that in your little front part of your brain here, because we're going to come back to something I just said at the end. So number four is mind reading. How many times have you said, I know that she's not capable of doing that, or I know she's never going to do that, or I know what he's thinking. Do we actually really truly have the capabilities to know what someone is thinking? If you said yes, you're wrong. The answer is no. We actually cannot ever truly know what someone is thinking unless they tell us what they're thinking. So this one is a big one. This one, we tend to go this way easy as humans, right? It's like, oh, my friend didn't return my phone call. I guess she's mad at me. What did I do? How come she's mad at me? I didn't do anything. But do we know that this friend is actually mad? No, we don't. We don't know that at all. In fact, that friend maybe had an accident. That friend might've got sick. That friend might've just forgot to return your call. Like, right? So we have to be very careful about trying to read someone's mind. Fortune telling is the fifth one. This is another big one, is that we think we can predict the future. And unfortunately, we can't do that either. We can't predict what is actually going to happen. But here's my disclaimer. When we do lots of fortune telling, like we're so worried about what's going to happen in the future, and we think we know for sure what's going to happen in the future, we can actually bring that to pass. Just like I mentioned a little bit earlier on this podcast, we can actually make that happen in our lives, because we will tend to, if we tell ourselves something enough, we will tend to move in that direction, even if it's only subconsciously. So therefore, this thing shows up in our life, the thing that we said we knew was going to happen, we didn't want it, we were dreading it, and now it's in our life. I told you it was going to happen. No, you only brought it into your life because you thought about it so much. That's all. That's how powerful our brain is. So think on that for a second. So fortune telling, trying to think that we can foretell the future, never a good idea. Number six is magnification or minimization. This simply means that either this is like majoring in the minors or minoring in the majors. So sometimes we can take something so small, like, you know, it's making a mountain out of a molehill, right? We've all heard that before. Something so small, and we blow it up into this huge thing, and it causes all kinds of drama and all kinds of trauma. Okay, we don't need to do that. But the other side is also true. There could be something really, really big happening, or something really big that we need to take care of, and we just push it under the rug. We just act like it's not a big deal. Neither one of these are going to get us anywhere good, right? There's a song that Dr. Nedley sings on his program, pardon my singing, but I'm going to sing it for you. And it says, I don't like it. I don't like it. It's okay. It's okay. I can do it anyway. I can do it anyway. I'm all right. I'm all right. Now, you use that when you're trying to do hard things, because here's the thing. We were created to do hard things. We were given the brain power, the stamina, the ability to gain knowledge. We were given that at birth, like when we were created. And we have the ability to do hard things. Do we want to do hard things? No, usually not. Never. it's usually not a choice we make. However, we can do hard things. So when something is popping up in front of us and it looks like it's so hard and it's causing us so much stress and anxiety, and we need to know that we actually can. And one of my favorite scriptures is, I can do all things with Christ who strengthens me. One of my favorite scriptures, because we on our own maybe can't do that hard thing. But when we're in alignment with Jesus, we absolutely can. He gives us the strength to do the hard thing. So if you're finding that you don't have strength or stamina and you don't have knowledge, ask Jesus to help you. Ask God to bring it in like a flood, right? Bring it in. Number 7 is emotional reasoning. Now, this is when we only go by emotions or by feelings, we can get ourselves into a whole heap of trouble really quickly, because our feelings, unfortunately, are not stationary. They fluctuate with every circumstance. They fluctuate with every conversation. They fluctuate with how much sleep we've had and what kind of food we had today. Like they fluctuate a lot. And so we don't want to rely on our feelings when we're trying to make big decisions, when we're trying to, you know, I always ask God to give me discernment and wisdom. So discernment, Lord, help me to know, you know, if this is something I should be paying attention to or not paying attention to. Give me discernment and give me wisdom, Lord. Those are my, you know, some of my biggest prayers, so that I don't have to rely on emotional reasoning. I can go to the Lord and I can trust that He's going to guide me for what's best for me and my family. Now, 8 is mislabeling. And this one is pretty significant too, because just imagine if someone says, you know, a person is lazy if she doesn't do her dishes immediately after she eats. Is that true? No, that does not have to be true. What if you just have a busy day? What if you got up, you had breakfast and you were flying out the door and you had a full day, you didn't sit down once. Does that mean you're lazy? No, totally not, right? So we have to be careful with mislabeling. Or, you know, if a man doesn't spend all of his time with me, he's selfish. Is that true? No, that's not true either, right? So we have to be really, really clear that the story and the things that we're telling ourselves in our brain are actually truth. And if they're not truth, we need to change them. 9 is personalization. So this is like when someone actually thinks that everything is done specifically to them, right? That person did that on purpose to me, only to me. Is that true? Okay, you might be getting tired of me hearing it saying, is that true? But is it true, right? You have to really dig in. Now, of course, sometimes there are instances where it is personalized and it was, but for many, many instances, it is not actually only directed at you, right? So you have to ask for discernment, get clear. Was that something that was specifically designed to hurt me? Or was there some miscommunication or misunderstanding or something in there? 10 is disqualifying the positive. And you know these people. Actually, sometimes we might even be these people. Someone comes and they say, oh my goodness, like, I love your shirt. That is so pretty. And you're like, oh, it's just something cheap I bought at the dollar store. That is just disqualifying the positive. That is not allowing the blessing that was meant to come to you. That's not allowing it in. That's kind of pushing it out, slapping it away. And that does a couple of things. If you never let the positive in and you only ever focus on the negative, you're going to have some serious mental health disorders for sure. But the other thing is that you now have hurt that person who wanted to bless you. So that person who wanted to give you a compliment or who wanted to help you with something, or, you know, you have now shut down what they were trying to give, and that can be very hurtful to some people. So again, we want to just acknowledge. The other day, a friend of mine, we were at Bible study, and a friend of mine said, Mel, you look so good today. Like, your hair looks so nice, and, you know, that color is so good on you. And I just said, oh, thanks. And she said to me, I'm so grateful that you just took that, like, you just accepted it. You didn't push it away. You didn't, because that's something that I've had to learn. I've had to teach myself to just say thank you. Even if it's uncomfortable, even if when someone wants to compliment you or help you in some way and it's like, oh my goodness, that is so uncomfortable, all you have to do is say thank you. You don't have to go into a big, oh yeah, I know I'm so good, or no, I'm so bad. Either one of them are not good. Both of them are false humility. So you want to just go thanks. Say thanks. That's all. So those are the 10 cognitive behavioral therapy, crooked thinking ideas. Now, what do we do with this information, right? How do we use this in our day-to-day life? So the first thing you have to start doing is to listen and analyze your thoughts. Now, this is going to be hard. This is a muscle that you have to work. Just like the muscles of your body, this muscle has to be worked. And it can be frustrating because you're like, I can't watch my thoughts. I can't, like, but for a little while, for a few days or a week or whatever, just listen. Just listen to your thoughts. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I'm saying that? Really? I said that to myself? Really? Huh. I said that to myself? Because here's the thing. We have been taught that we're supposed to be nice to people, right? That's just common courtesy. We're supposed to be nice to people. We're supposed to respect people. But how often are we not nice to ourselves? How often do we say something so horribly mean to ourselves? But guess what? We are just as important. It's just as important for us to speak nicely to ourselves as it is for us to speak nicely to someone else. So we want to listen. Start to listen and don't be judgmental on your own thoughts. Just listen. Just pay attention. And it really helped me in the beginning when I was first starting to do this, which was many years ago actually, was to write down, you know, have a thought journal for like a week. Just write down thoughts. And especially when you're in a really kind of anxious space, or, you know, you're feeling really anxious or stressful, or you're fearful or really down and depressed. Ask yourself why. Why am I feeling like this right now? What am I thinking? And what am I telling myself? This is really big stuff, really, really important stuff. I had a coach tell me one time that when we have thoughts that are causing us to feel a certain way that we don't like, we are to say, Jesus, if this thought is from you, then show me what to do with it. And if this thought is not for you, then I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Now, here's the cool thing about that little prayer is that when the devil comes calling, and he does with his little minions, he'll whisper things in our ear to make us think that that's our thought. But when we rebuke it in the name of Jesus, the devil cannot withstand the name of Jesus. It has to go. It has to flee. The Bible says it has to flee. And you would be amazed at how many times after I've said that little prayer and I've had all these horrible thoughts and then said that little prayer and those thoughts are gone, 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 as far as the east is from the west. I could hardly recall them. And it just is such a beautiful thing because it's a quick tool that you can use. Even if you're not really good at analyzing your thoughts yet, you can use that little prayer and just kick out whatever's not there. And then you just know that if it is supposed to be there, that God's going to give you the direction to do something with that thought, right? Like if it is a scary thought and there's something you're supposed to do with it, God's going to tell you what to do with it. So those are the things. And then practice, 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 practice. This is not something you're going to do for a week and be a master at. And this is not something that you're only going to ever have to do one time. This is going to be a lifetime activity. If you truly want to be your best and to be healthy and to be happy and to be mentally resilient, this is something you're going to have to do all the time, is to constantly watch your thoughts. We can't let our thoughts rule us. That's actually, we are to rule our thoughts. We are to direct our thoughts. The Bible says that we are to cast down imaginations and take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. That means that we, just because there's a thought in our head, does not mean that we have to leave it there and does not mean that we have to accept it as truth. So that is my podcast for today. Is I wanted to just really dig into your thoughts and the lies that we tell ourselves, because that is where a lot of mental health issues start, is in what we tell ourselves, in the stories that we're telling ourselves. So I hope this blesses you. And again, if you are just ready, you're just ready for someone to help you, guide you, with a weekly call. I have a coaching program, but what I do first is, usually what I do is I just set up a free call, like I mentioned, 15 to 20 minutes. We go over a little bit about your goals, a little bit about what I do in my coaching program, and some of my favorite resources. Again, you don't have to get anything if you don't want, but if you see something you like, I can totally help you take the next steps. And if you do like, if that does sound good to you, just go ahead and click the link in the description, and that will take you directly to my booking calendar, and we can get that on the calendar and get that set up. So I pray that this blesses you. And again, feel free to share and to inspire others with this if you have been blessed yourself. And until we meet again, God bless, and we'll talk again very soon. Have you been blessed or encouraged, motivated by this episode? If so, then I would love to hear from you. You can show your gratitude to me and to show me that I've actually given you value by just dropping a quick little review on this podcast. It warms my heart to hear from you. And also, it'll help other people find this podcast that can be blessed or encouraged as well. And if you know someone who needs to hear this, then by all means, share away. And if you want to find out more about how you can, you know, we could possibly work together, just come on over to ditchingdepression.com and you can find my contact details there. Take care and God bless.